Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Housing Ministries of New England has made a $15,000 grant to the Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire. It'll be used to fund pre-development work on property at 910 Main Street in Great Barrington, which they're exploring as a possible affordable housing site if proven feasible. The project would add a significant number of new affordable apartments in Great Barrington. The Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area announced it's received a grant of over $388,000 to assist in the restoration of Great Barrington's historic Clinton AME Zion Church. The funds will be used for Phase 1 construction to address the most critical needs of the property located at 9 Elm Court. Salisbury Bank has given out their awards to employees for the year 2017. The Employee of the Year Award goes to Stephen Kolakowski. The Rookie of the Year Award goes to Michael Hogan. The Volunteer of the Year Award for the third year in a row goes to Michelle LaPlante. And the President's Award goes to, well, the Finance Department. Congratulations to the Finance Department of Peter Albero, Ron Myers, Robert Lotz, Laura Basio, Michael Hogan, Rory Goodman, and Lynn Sorty. The Salisbury Board of Education holding their meeting tonight at 5:30 in the elementary school library. Tonight, the Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad and the Sharon Women's Club sponsoring a free workshop, Adult, Child, and Infant CPR, AED, and Choking. It'll be held from 6 till 9 p.m. at the Sharon Fire Department. Free register with Betsy Hall at 860-364-0663. If you're confused by the Berkshire County train options in the news, you can join them tomorrow. The train campaign is hosting international rail expert Vinay Madalgar as a kickoff to their efforts to provide clear database explanations of what's being proposed and where things stand and how you can help bring back the trains. He'll be speaking on shared corridors for success and discussing local challenges and possible solutions at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Networking at 5:30, the lecture at 6. That is tomorrow evening. The Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting coming up tomorrow night at Sharon Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee has their regular meeting on Wednesday at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall, and then the advisory committee has their regular meeting immediately following that at 6:30. In Salisbury, the White Hart has the White Hart Speaker Series continuing March 22nd, a celebrated painter Duncan Hanna, who will discuss his new memoir, 20th Century Boy, Notebooks of the 70s at 6 p.m. The Kellogg School Book Art Exhibit will run Friday, March 23rd through Saturday, April 14th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. Tuesdays 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 5, Friday 3 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 1. It's an exhibit by 8th grade students of the Kellogg arts educator Chris Hanley, creating sculptures out of books donated to them by the Hunt Library. On Friday the 23rd from 5 till 7, it's the annual pasta dinner at the West Stockbridge Congregational Church, benefiting the West Stockbridge Police Association. More information at 413-232-4256. Tickets will be available at the door. Coming up on March 23rd, Salisbury's Berkshire Box Society Box Birthday Supper Cocktails with Chef Paul Pearson, Menu of Fine Foods from the Times of Bach. It'll be held at the White Hart Inn. Party games and prizes and a performance by Ethan Chen and two of his colleagues, all prodigy string players from the Juilliard pre-college programs at the White Hart, the 23rd at 7 p.m. Falls Village Children's Theater presents Willy Wonka, three free performances at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2. FVCT.org on the web for more information. Sheffield Kiwanis annual ham roll will be Friday the 23rd at the VFW in Great Barrington. Doors open at 6, the first roll at 7. You could win fixings for your holiday meal, a ham, turkey, chicken, steak, kielbasa, potatoes, maybe even a pie. Free admission, everybody is welcome. Audubon Sharon is hosting an illustrated presentation called Land and People of the Arctic, Personal Experiences of an Expedition Photographer with local photographer Joseph Meehan on Friday, 7 to 8 at the Sharon Audubon Center. Light refreshments will be served. The program is free, but a suggested donation of $5 to Audubon would be appreciated. On the 23rd in Millbrook, the Merritt Bookstore, Seven Forgotten Tribes of the Hudson Valley, an illustrated lecture with Evan Pritchard on the lost nations of the local Mohican, Delaware, and Wappingers Confederacies that never made it into your high school curriculum. That's at 7 p.m. American Heart Association Heart Saver First Aid CPR AED combination course being held Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, New York. For more information on the register, 845-475-9742. On the 24th in Pine Plains, the Community Room, the Pine Plains Seed Library Seed Swap. Meet other gardeners and share stories and recipes. Bring homegrown heirloom open pollinated seeds to share from 1 till 2. Followed by a spring equinox concert of Algonquin-inspired music with Evan Pritchard and his DG Gum Adeska Orchestra. Ticks on the move and what to do about them. Dr. Kirby Stafford, chief and state entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, will talk about that on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library Wardell Room. It's free and open to the public. Hats off to the Northlight Arts Center. The Sharon Historical Society volunteers have created an exhibit of hats, gloves, and fans from the Sharon Historical Society's collection that will be on display during the 8th Annual Northlight Arts Center Student Show. Because Northlight always has eclectic showings, the volunteers decided at a tip of the hat with gloves off would show that they're fans of the Northlight artists and their work. The opening reception for the art and history exhibits will be Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Sharon Historical Society in Sharon, Connecticut. Refreshments will be served. Mud Season Contra Dance being held Saturday, the 24th. Caller Eric Holloman. Music by Cedar Stanstreet and Donald Sheets. A rip-roaring good time at the Dewey Memorial Hall in Sheffield, 7:30 to 8. Beginner lesson, 8 to 11, the Contra Dance. More information at 860-671-0494. SheffieldContraDance.wordpress.com. The 4th Annual Benefit Dance for the Jane Lloyd Fund featuring the Harlem Line Band will be Saturday, 8:30 at the White Hart, 15 Under Mountain Road in Salisbury. All proceeds benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund. $15 entry. More information at thejanelloydfund.org or theharlemlinebandband.com. The Jane Lloyd Fund is a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. March 25th, Chatham Farm Film Fest. Screenings of films that focus on farms, farming, and farming issues from local and national filmmakers. Free admission with cash donation or non-perishable food item. That's at the Crandall Theater from 1 to 4. A reception at the People's Pub will follow with local foods and a cash bar. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,946.51, the NASDAQ at 7,481.99, and the S&P 500 at 2,752.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.